Shalom uvracha, everybody. Welcome back to Nahar Torah, our Nida series. This is shiur number 27. We are dealing with harchakos. This is the eighth shiur on harchakos, and we're dealing with the harchakos of eating together, Bezrat Hashem. This shiur should be b'schus l'chayim l'kadoshim, or shomer al'atzinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should be magen aleim b'chol makom shehem, just like they are magen on us. So we're starting today eating the harchakos of eating together, and therefore, for each example, you must ask if it falls into one of these two categories of, is the Isser stemming from that they're eating at the same table, or if he is eating her leftovers. So, if they're eating at the same table, this is going to be completely Usser. Because of Kirva, it may lead to intimacy. This is brought down by the Mishnah in Masechet Shabbos, as well as from the Mechaber, brings us Halacha L'maisa. Now, there is a possibility Mutter, okay, the Rush, the Raibid, the Rambam, the Rashba, and the Mechaber allow one to be Mekel and sit at the same table, eat at the same table, if there is a Heker, if there is something that there's placed there to remind the couple that they're Anita. We're going to deal with a Heker later. Now, we need to know that the Rush holds a Heker is only needed on a small table, but Halacha L'maisa, whereas seemingly a large table would not meet it. So if you had a Putin table, for example, Putin's at the one end, and his wife is all the way at the other end, seemingly there would not be a Heker. But Halacha L'maisa, we see that the Shevis Alevi, all size tables require a Heker. Now, eating off of the same plate is going to be completely usher because of the Kirva. It may lead to intimacy. This is brought down by the Shach, and there's no possibility to be matir. Now, drinking her leftover drink. So, for example, if she took a drink of her Coca-Cola and she finished, but there's still half a cup left, so the husband wants to drink from it. Again, based on the Gemara, Masech Shabbos, the Baal HaYireim, and the Mechaber, it's going to be Usher because of Kirva. However, we are going to bring 5 Heterim, and these are extremely important, 5 Heterim to allow it. It's going to be Mutter if, one, she eats his leftovers, okay, so she can drink his leftover drink. 2, if someone else drank from her cup before the husband did, so if her sister drinks from the cup or her brother drinks first, if the husband empties the leftovers of the drink into another cup, then he can drink the leftover drink. If the husband doesn't know she drank from it, or if she's left, meaning she's not present in the room, then he can drink. In all these cases, he can drink from her leftover cup. Now, what if you're adding more drink to the wife's leftover cup? So she finished half a cup and he adds another half a cup. Can he drink from it? Now, the Shach Paskins is going to be also because of Kirva. Now, in the last case we're going to do today is going to break up into a machlokas between the Sephardim and the Ashkenazim. Now, her eating her leftover food. So remember, we just dealt with drink and now we deal with food. Ashkenazim, okay, based off of the Ramah and the Taz, Paskin is Usser. Whereas the Sephardim, based on the Orchos Chaim, Orchos Shulchan, and Rav Avadia, Paskin is going to be Mutter. Now, what are cases that it's going to be completely Usser? It's going to be completely Usser. If the food doesn't require a bowl or plate, so transferring it to a new plate doesn't help. So, for example, moving steak from one plate to another is not going to help because the steak doesn't intrinsically need a bowl or a plate to be eaten. You can use it with your hands, whereas soup will. Soup is similar to like transferring it to the drink to a different cup. So the food needs to change form a bit via the transfer. This is brought down by Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe. Bezat Hashem, we should be zoicha.